Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, February 6th, 2012. Abbas is announced as the prime choice to be the Prime Minister of the interim government. And the last member of the Hamas party leaves Syria. Easter is more coming up, so stay tuned. Ten more Palestinian detainees at the Ofer Israeli prison decided to join the open-ended hunger strike of Khader Adnan, who has been on hunger strike now for 50 days and his health condition has sharply deteriorated. Amjad An-Najjar, head of the Palestinian Prisoner Society in the southern West Bank city of Hebron, stated that six Islamic Jihad detainees and four members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine declared that they are joining the strike. An-Najjar stated that Adnan is ongoing with his strike despite his bad health condition and held Israel responsible for his life. The last member of the leadership of the Hamas party left Syria on Sunday in an attempt to separate the party from the Syrian government's crackdown on protesters. Numerous members of the party had been based in Syria for years after having been exiled by Israeli authorities. Imad al-Alami returned to the Gaza Strip on Sunday to a cheering crowd after having been exiled from Gaza to South Lebanon in 1991. He arrived in Syria only 3 years ago, where he joined Hamas Politburo leader Khaled Mashal. Previously, the Hamas party had not taken a strong stand on the Syrian government's crackdown on protesters and was criticised by the international community for tactically supporting the Syrian regime. In the political news, after a recent meeting in Qatar, mediated by Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas chief Khaled Mashal announced that Abbas should serve as the Prime Minister of the interim government until elections can take place later this year. According to a Hamas website, a source close to the talks is quoted as saying that Abbas and Mashal agreed, quote, in principle, unquote, on Sunday that Abbas would head the interim government. Hamas previously stated unequivocally that the current Palestinian Authority Prime Minister, Salam Fayyad, was unacceptable as the interim leader. Whilst many in the international community, including Israel, the United States and the European Union, list Hamas as a terrorist organisation, having Abbas as the Prime Minister will certainly improve its credibility and serve to counterbalance the effect of having members of Hamas in government. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, February 6th daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. This has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and me, William Gibson.